We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and our monthly chat coming up here with the Riley County Senior Service Center. We've got Program Coordinator Liz Nelson joining us on the program, and it's good to have you, Liz.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, we were just wrapping up our conversation about Medicare with Research and Extension, but I understand you guys also do a lot of work with that as well.
We do. We have two SHIC volunteers is what they're called, and it's an acronym for a program through the Kansas Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas. So Chuck Henry and Mary Jo Harbor both provide Medicare Part D prescription drug counseling at the Senior Center. So if you want an appointment with them, they are available Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays every week until December 5th. So you can call the center to make an appointment, and the phone number there is 785-537-4040.
All right. Certainly have a lot of options here in the community.
Yeah.
There's no excuse to not get some help if you need it. Well, a lot of activities I know are going on at the Senior Center right now. It's a busy time of year for you guys.
It sure is. And I just, as I was leaving the center this morning, it's just really fun to see all the people coming in for our exercise program. So I just want to encourage people, if you've just been saying to yourself, I really ought to exercise a little bit more, we have a great program at the Senior Center. It's every morning we have things going on. If you're a member of the center, which is $25 a year, it costs $10 a month to exercise, and you can go to as many classes as you want all month long for that $10. And it was encouraging to me as I walked out, because people are walking in, they're smiling, they're looking forward to it. So there's something good going on there if people are grinning ear to ear as they walk into an exercise class.
Well, that's good. So, good to hear.
Yeah. Okay. So starting November 1st, our first activity, special event is happening that day. And it is called Fashion Through the Centuries. And it is a fashion show put on by the Valley Girls. And the Valley Girls is a group from the Wildcat Creek Valley here in Manhattan, out Anderson Avenue and Silver Creek Road and Keats area, that kind of area. And they put on their Fashion Through the Centuries at the Keats Community Center last month. And it was so popular, I started having people request for it to come to the Senior Center. So that's happening November 1st at 1 p.m.
And that'll be a Friday. So
that'll be a Friday.
Very easy for people to get away on Fridays, I think.
Yeah. Second thing is November 5th is Election Day. And we are an election site. And so that means that our very popular exercise classes will not be happening that morning. So hate to disappoint, but don't try to start coming to exercise November 5th because we won't have any exercise classes that day.
Yeah, if you do, I guess just go ahead and vote.
That's right. Well, yeah, if it's your precinct, I think that's what they call those, precincts. Okay, so November 6th, that's just Wednesday, November 6th at 1 o'clock, we have Stephen Farney coming. He is from McPherson, and he's an expert in the history of basketball in Kansas. So I've heard him speak before. He is just really a good speaker. He's written some books. He's written a book about Jack Gardner, who was at K-State. He writes books about high school basketball in Kansas. And anybody who comes who has lived in Kansas is probably going to know somebody he talks about, know somebody personally, have lived in the town or have a relative who lives in the town of the exciting basketball history events that have happened in our state. So he's written books, and he's even written screenplays and has for short films. So that's pretty neat. And he's a really good speaker. So he's coming Wednesday, November 6th at 1 o'clock.
You know, unfortunately for some folks here in Manhattan, I'm sure that'll include some talks about the other school down the road.
Well, it might, but you know, when I heard him speak, his love is K-State. He went to K-State.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's not just going to talk about Naismith and all that kind of stuff. He does bring that up, but his love is just the people of Kansas and their experience in basketball.
Awesome.
And so it's really neat. Yeah, he's got one book where it covers every high school boy that has scored 50 points or more in a basketball game.
Oh, that's
things
cool.
like that. So it's real. It's real personal, I guess, and that's what I think makes it fun, because you can really identify with the folks he talks about, not just the big timers that are in everybody's history book.
Sure.
Special
okay.
to Kansas.
Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Starting on November 7th, we are having one of our fundraisers. So just to let the public know, the Senior Center is responsible for raising 35% of their own budget. So we do that through memberships, which are $25 a year, business memberships, which are $100 a year. We have a small fee for our exercise classes. That's $10 a month if you're a member, $20 a month if you're not. And again, you can go to as many exercise classes as you want. And then we come up with ways to have little fundraisers throughout the year, too. So this past month, we had something called a pop-up sale. So that means something that you hadn't necessarily been planning on, but opportunity presented itself, and so we jumped on it. We ended up having a pop-up fabric sale one day for, I believe it was 4 hours, and we made $360, and we only charge $1 a yard for fabric. So you can imagine how much fabric was at our center. In November, on November 7th, we're having a jewelry sale. It's from 9 to 3. We've got a lot of really beautiful jewelry. And we're also, that month, since we're selling jewelry on the 7th, we're also raffling off a topaz pendant necklace. So this was a stone that was made available to us. It's a 3-carat London blue topaz, and it was set in sterling silver at Dannenberg Jewelry, and it's on an 18-inch chain. It's beautiful. It's going to be available to look at starting November 1st. You can buy raffle tickets for it, so it's $1 a chance, or $2 a chance, and $5 for, I'm not getting my math right.
Oh.
I'm going to read this.
Okay.
My math brain has just turned off. Where did we go? I'm on number 4. There it is. I'm sorry, folks, for the delay. Okay, so it is $2 a ticket, 3 tickets for $5. And it's a $225 value.
And what's the date on that again?
You can start buying raffle tickets on November 1st, okay. And then we'll do the drawing December 2nd.
Okay. What a great opportunity for folks. And you mentioned raising 35% of your own budget, and that goes to pay for a lot of all the activities you guys do throughout the year.
It goes to pay for just everything in the general budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So activities and upkeep and all those little nitpicky things that are required when you have a building and keep it up. So,
well, as November goes along, is there anything related to Thanksgiving? Do you guys do a meal or anything like that?
We do. On November 15th, we do our annual meeting. So it's our annual members meeting. And it is on Friday, November 15th at 11:45. So the membership will be electing the 2020 board officers and directors and approving revisions to the center's bylaws. So that sounds a bit dry, but preceding that is our Thanksgiving dinner. And we ask that people purchase tickets for the dinner in advance. And there's 100 tickets available. They're $8 for the meal. And then we have a really wonderful meal that day. So, and the meal is at noon on Friday. The meeting the meal starts at 11:45, and then the meeting.
Okay.
Okay, $8 a ticket.
Forward to that. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to the holidays. Anything else here before we wrap the conversation?
Yeah, we have Veterans Day. We've got a great Veterans Day display that we have every year. So come on down and see that. We're meeting beforehand to watch the parade if you want to do that. We have our lunch bunch on the 21st at 11:30. We're going to try out, I don't know if I say this right, bibimbap.
Bibimbap. I think that's how you say it. I think I'm saying
it. Yeah, I'm going to, some folks don't want to branch out, but if we do it as a group, well, I'll be brave. We'll get in there and try that out. And then we have a speaker coming in to talk about healthy mind, healthy body, just how to keep every single part of us in a healthy state.
Okay. And if people have questions, they want to know how to get a hold of you guys there, how can they do that?
There's multiple ways. You can call us at 785-537-4040. You can find us on Facebook. Look us up as Riley County Seniors Service Center. We've got a lot of fun stuff going up on Facebook. You can go to our website, and I encourage you to do that, to look up our business members. We really appreciate our business members. So our website is seniorsservicecenter.org.
All right, and they can find you guys at 4th and Leavenworth there.
Really well, easy yes, to there find. Too.
Really easy to find. All right, well, Liz Nelson, thanks so much
yeah,
for coming
thank
out.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you guys again next month.
Yeah, thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right, stay tuned. More in Focus after this on KMAN.